Quiz earlier on, we worked out who we're following, or we worked out the need to know who we're following. But how do we follow? The gospel stories are littered with examples, aren't they, on how not to do it. There are lots of people who got it quite badly wrong. They messed up, they fell away, they were rebuked by Jesus. Even dear Peter, such an enthusiast, and the rock on whom the church was built, but he still got it wrong, didn't he? And so how much more do we get it wrong? And I don't know about you, I frequently ask myself, how can I do better? My school reports always said that I could do better, and it is a fairly constant prayer that I may do better. But the lovely thing is that we have the answer, don't we? And the answer, I suggest, is in our passage today. A nice little 5-point guide. And I think it's particularly relevant for us as we look ahead to our mission week. So, let's have a little look at it. Stick with me. If you've got your service sheet or your Bible there, let's have a quick look at the first 5 verses. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent 2 disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, tell them that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophets. "Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." And this is our first step. This is the first of our pointers. Because those 5 verses contain a prophecy and an instruction. And the disciples needed to be aware of the prophecy, and they needed to listen to the instruction. So the first thing we need to be good disciples are ears to hear. Ears to hear. Now, we've got a lot of prophecies in here. We've got a lot of instructions in here. Do we read this? Do we listen to what it says? Huge amount of stuff in it. Not just a good story. The ultimate guide for life, really, isn't it? Do we read it? Do we listen to it? And in it as well, of course, we have an instruction, don't we? A very clear instruction. Matthew 28, verse 19. Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations." So we have a prophecy. We have an instruction, but if we don't have ears to hear, then they're a pretty good waste of time. The next thing we need, the clue comes in the first part of verse 6. So after the prophecy, we're told the disciples went. That's all. The disciples went. They were given an instruction and they went. And so that's the second thing we need to be good disciples. We need ears to hear. We need feet to go. If we're told what to do and then we don't do it, we achieve nothing. But if we're told to go and we go, then we've got a chance. Now, if I told you, as Jesus said to his disciples, go to the village ahead of you, and there, you probably won't find a donkey, there you will find a mini. Bring it to me. And if anybody says, what are you doing? Tell them that Christopher needs it. I wouldn't advocate that. I wouldn't suggest that you do that. But you need the will to obey the command as well, don't you? As I say, don't take that literally. Don't have the will to obey that command, because you'll end up in prison, as will I. But the disciples had the will to obey. And that's our third thing. Ears to hear, feet to go, the will to obey. Because again, we can go. If I say to you, go and evangelize in Mark's day, you can go. But if you don't evangelize, if you don't have the will to obey, then again, the instruction is wasted and the action of going is wasted as well. Now, I don't know about you, and there are people here I know who are great evangelists. It's not my bag. It really isn't. It sort of makes me curl up and want to hide. But I've got to do it. I know that I've got to do it, because in the Bible I'm told that I've got to do it. So during Mission Week, I will be here. I will be doing my best. I might make a complete lash of it, but I have the will to obey. I'm going to try. It may not work, but if I don't try, I'll never know. And if I don't try, somebody may not hear their gospel message during Mission Week. Hopefully you'll all be there to help me. But you have to have the will to obey. Moving on to verses 7 and 8 quickly. They have possessions to share. They didn't make Jesus take his cloak off and put it on the donkey. They used their cloaks. They were sharing what they had. What better way of showing Christian love than to share with people? Now, you may not have a lot of money, you may not have a lot of possessions. But one thing which we all have, and which I believe is one of the most difficult things for us to share or give away, is our time. So you may not have money to spare. You may not have a coat that you can give to somebody. But you have time. And you can share time. You can give time to people. And often that's all that's needed. Just somebody who will sit and listen, sit and be, sit and comfort somebody who's suffering. I was very struck the words of one of the songs we sung earlier on. Love to the loveless shown, that they may lovely be. Have we got time? Have we got love that we can share? We may not have things that we can give away, but we have love. We have time. So during Mission Week, let's commit to share our time. So we've got ears to hear, feet to go, will to obey, possessions to share. And lastly, in verses 9 to 11, those who followed shouted. They shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. The whole city was stirred and asked, who is this? And the crowds answered, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. So that's our last point. Lips to declare. Because if we have an instruction, if we go, if we have the will, if we have the possessions, but we keep our mouths closed, again, we're not going to achieve much. We need to tell people. And that is what Mission Week is about. It's about spreading this good news that we have, sharing it with people who haven't heard it yet, haven't accepted it yet, or whatever. So may I suggest, again, five things we need. We need to think about, we need to prepare them in the next couple of 3 weeks, whatever it is, until Mission Week. Ears to hear, feet to go, the will to obey, possessions to share, and lips to proclaim God's love. Amen.